Today, December 3rd, is the feast day of the great Francis Xavier, one of the greatest missionaries and preachers in the history of the Catholic Church. He's the patron saint of the foreign missions, along with St. Therese the Little Flower. And he was known especially for his missionary work in India and Japan. St. Francis Xavier was born in the year 1506 in Spain into a very wealthy and prestigious family. He was very intelligent as a young man, a great athlete. At the age of 18, he went off to study at the University of Paris. He excelled in his studies, became a professor of philosophy, and he had a very promising future, one of prestige and fame and pleasure. But God intervened in his life and introduced him to a man named Ignatius of Loyola. They became friends after a while, and the holiness and the zeal and the courage of Ignatius of Loyola transformed Francis Xavier to become a missionary. The words that especially resonated in the heart of Francis Xavier was when Ignatius told him, "What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world but lost his soul?" That began this conversion process in the life of Francis Xavier. Pretty soon, five or six of them began to form a little society. So you had Ignatius of Loyola, Francis Xavier, and a few others formed together the Society of Jesus, which we now know today as the Jesuits. This was in the year 1534. They made these spiritual exercises of prayer and penance, and then they went to the highest part of Paris, Montmartre, the Mountain of the Martyrs, where the current church of Sacré-Cœur is built. Sacré-Cœur is the beautiful church of the Sacred Heart, where they have had perpetual Eucharistic adoration for over 100 years. Well, there, on this Mountain of the Martyrs, these six men made their vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, and they made a fourth vow, complete loyalty to the Pope. Wherever the Pope would send them, they would go. Francis Xavier was ordained a priest in 1537. He went to Rome to be the secretary of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Then the mission field began to open, and they were going to be sent to India. So two of these early Jesuits were about to go to India. Right before they left, one of them got sick. And so Francis Xavier went as a replacement. Took 5 months by boat to get to India, and he was there for the next 10 years, working from starting in 1541 to bring about the establishment of the Catholic faith and the spreading of the Catholic faith in India. Then he went on to Malaysia, and then in 1549 to Japan. Now, wherever he went, he would first learn the language. He would live among the poorest of the poor. He shared their food, their living conditions. He would take care of the sick and the poor, the lepers, by visiting them, comforting them, giving them food and water, as well as the gospel message. He would baptize them. He would say he would always teach the children first, and through the children he would reach the parents. That's how God often works, isn't it? That through the children, God brings the parents back to himself. So he converted thousands of people in the Far East. His great desire was to go to China, but he was not permitted by the Chinese government to be allowed to go there. So he went as close as he could to a small island off the coast of China. And there, he died of an illness on December 3rd in the year 1552, gazing across the water at China. His great desire was to bring the Catholic faith to that country. Francis Xavier was canonized in 1622 and declared a co-patron of the foreign missions along with St. Therese the Little Flower in 1927. This was an amazing missionary, the apostle to the Far East. He brought the faith to Japan. He died longing to evangelize China, and he inspired countless missionaries. The letters that he wrote inspired thousands of young men and women over these last centuries to become missionaries to the far ends of the earth. His main message was to live out the gospel message. Go preach the gospel to every creature and do not count the cost. He, like St. John Bosco, said, give me souls, take all the rest. We give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Francis Xavier. You can venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of this great missionary, priest, and apostle, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.